The pressure is starting to get to Catholic bureaucrats. They're lashing out now. You lady, how dare you? Folks, they're getting ready to crack. And this is all avoidable. All of it's avoidable. We shall talk about it. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, I'll tell you. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. Woot, 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 woot. My telephone number, if you'd like to call the program, call me at 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address is the same as it ever was, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. Official website for all things moi is online at mikechurch.com. You'll find today's pile o' prep, freshly minted. It's a doozy. Hey, let me read you the headline. Thursday pile of prep. Sirius XM Catholics, come home. Mike Church will tell you the truth about Cuomo Cottle and excommunication. Because apparently no one else on radio will. We remain the only live delivered, or this in the Barrett brief, live delivered radio talk show venue in the United States and will tackle these issues. It's as simple as that. Now, what was I talking about who's cracking here? By the way, great show planned for you today. Donna Sue Barry will be with us in the last hour of the program. Donna Sue has become one of our favorites, and she's one of your favorites, too. She has a new book out. Plus, we can always talk about St. Veronica's Veil and all the other great stuff that Donna Sue has written. So that's the last hour of today's program. Meanwhile, folks, do you remember on Monday's broadcast? Award-winning, star-studded, excellent broadcast. I mean, sans the highest, the heresy trial for my Eastern Catholicism imbecility. I was found, tried, and convicted. It's okay. I'm still serving my penance. Sans the heresy trial. Another takeaway from Monday would be my interview with Father Paul Robinson, author of the book, The Realist Guide to Science and Religion. And some of you may have been thinking when you were listening to the interview, I'm gonna put you back on trial for another heresy. You didn't correct Father Robinson. You let him say things that you know. Well, there was a method to my madness, and before you throw me back into the crucible again, on Monday coming up, because Robertson Genis was talked about by Father Robinson. So on Monday coming up, Robertson Genis, the author of the Principle, Galileo Was Wrong, has been a guest many times here on this show. As a matter of fact. After I sent Son Genis the interview, I said, okay, Robert, you are mentioned by name pretty forcefully for about 10 minutes. And everything that you've ever worked for in cosmology is basically being said that you're wrong and this and that and the other. I want to give you the opportunity to respond. And Son Genis wrote me back immediately. Mike, I can't access the file. I said, okay, well, let me send you the file. Send the file, and he goes, okay, I am listening to this. May I please have 2 hours? This needs to be talked about. It is a big deal. And I'd like to respond to Father Robinson. I said, of course you can talk for 2 hours. That's 2 hours that I don't have to talk. So, not yeah, but hell yeah. So, St. Genis is coming on Monday. The following week, because Hugh Owen of the Colbay Center was mentioned. You know, that's the thing with these radical, traditional, whack job, sacred tradition, liturgy-quoting Catholics. The clans are being united. You remember the scene in Braveheart? We must unite the clans. Well, the clans are being united, and they're being united because it's now becoming apparent that leadership, bureaucratic, Catholic, and other Christian leadership ain't going to do beans about what's happening in New York City. Nuketitlan City and Nuketitlan State. The contagion has spread to Rhode Island. There are now copycat infanticide bills. We got some audio for you. I think Rick Barrett played it on his show yesterday. The whole world is shocked. There's over 1.4 million views of this one-minute-long piece of video. This woman, Kathy Tron, who's a delegate to the Virginia House of Representatives, basically being asked about the abortion bill that she helped co-sponsor. And the dialogue is so shocking that many Americans have now been spurred into action. Many people are going like, this is actually really happening. Yeah, dude, it's actually really happening. The demons are ascendant. They've come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer. So we have so much to talk about and to get into here today. I want to start with this, though. So on October the 26th, 2015... it was the last day that I was on air on the Sirius XM Patriot Channel. Now, many people have asked me, well, dude, after 13 years, why would you quit? Well, I didn't quit. Well, why would they do what they could? It has to be something else to it. Okay. I've never talked about this publicly. And I'm going to kind of give you the chance to fill in the Blakes in Play. I'm going to give you the chance to play Sherlock Holmes. And to stitch together the timeline of events, Watson, and to deduce your own conclusions, which I don't think are very hard to deduce. If you're not following me on Twitter, I am at TheKingDude. You should be. But I'm sure Mrs. O'Connell can find the audio from the SiriusXM Catholic channel yesterday, where Timothy Cardinal Dolan was interviewed by one of the priests that host a show there. They made a videotape of it. Now, I didn't do this. They did this. So don't tell me, we're going to come after you. You're stirring up things. I didn't publish the interview. You did. SiriusXM Catholics, you. And by the by, I suspect, which is what I was talking about in the opening moments of the program today, that Timothy Cardinal Dolan, because he said on Fox and Friends, I receive wheelbarrows full of letters asking me to do things about the state of Catholic affairs and especially about the governor of New Tenochtitlan, Andrew Cuomo-Quattle. Named Cuomo-Quattle for his steady and his dead-on impersonation of Tenochtitl, the archdemon of the Aztecs. Anyways, so they publish this one-minute-long clip of Timothy Cardinal Dolan going on the Sirius XM Catholic channel. Yeah, okay, Cardinal Dolan posted it himself. Basically, what the clip says is, you laity, you need to, ST blank you, you need to shut the blank up. Stop harassing me. If you want daddy to do something, you ought to do it. Now what, I gotta tell you. Obianizu was one of the first, the Nigerian pro-life activist. Obianizu. Obianizu was one of the first, and what does she tweet out? I am sickened. I'm shocked. Shocked by this. Now, do we have the, can you put the link to the actual tweet? Because I'd like to play the audio so that the so the peeps can hear what I'm talking about. What's apparently happening is that slumbering beasts in New Tenochtitlan have been awakened. And they're not happy about the state of affairs. They're not happy about the new infanticide law. They're even less happy about Timothy Cardinal Dolan and the rest of the Catholic prelates and bishops and I see it, and cardinals. They're even less happy about what's being done about it. And the fact that Governor Cuomo Quattle still, in the minds of many, is still a Roman Catholic in good standing. Well, but better church, please. He kind of excommunicated himself. Kinda and did are two different things. Here is what... Now, again, I'm going to let you figure out what happened to me. It's not hard to figure out. Let me put you this way when I play this. I am no longer on those airwaves to be providing the sacred, traditional, dogmatic teaching on excommunication, on Canon 915, on why Cuomo Quattle ought to be... and look, you should use the excommunication as a tool to make him relent. You want him to come back. You don't want to excommunicate. That's the whole point of it, is you don't want him to be excommunicated. You actually want him to stop doing what he's doing. Stop flirting around with infanticide and making New Tenochtitlan, making New York New Tenochtitlan. So, Dolan, Cardinal Dolan, goes on the Catholic Channel yesterday and says the following. I can't get it. It's in Brave. Okay. I'll try that. There we go.
That a lot of Catholics were kind of calling out, what can we, certainly yeah. pointing at you, why don't you do something? And I thought to myself, last week we had somebody on the show whose full-time job it is to do nothing but advocate at the state level for pro-life issues, among all the other issues that we advocate
well,
for.
Well, I'm getting, so you can't win, because right. on the one hand, the left is criticizing me, led by the governor. On the other hand, the far right is criticizing me.
Far right
said,
now.
Oh, that Dolan, he's too conciliatory. Right. He ought to get rid of the governor. He ought to excommunicate him. He ought to punish him. Mm-hmm. Come on now. That would be completely counterproductive, right?
Why?
Especially if you have a governor who enjoys this and who wants to represent himself as kind of a martyr to the cause, mm-hmm. doing what is right. He's proud to dissent from the essentials of the faith. Mm-hmm. He's proud with these positions. Right. For me to punish him for them, he would just say, look at the suffering that this prophet has to undergo for this. This is ridiculous. I say to the people, too, I said, what are you all looking at Daddy here? You better do something. You do something, okay? I don't have much clout, some fat, balding Irish bishop talking about defending the church and talking about how hideous this abortion bill is. They're going to say, ho-hum, they have to feel that way. You get committed, thoughtful, compelling lay people who are speaking up. They got votes, folks.
So in other words, first of all, what cardinal calls himself Daddy? Why are we coming to Daddy? Well, hey, you kind of presided over teaching the laity this nonsense, and now you see the destructiveness of it, of what is known as clericalism. You've taught laity not to do anything. You've taught laity, I personally know some of you personally know them. You've taught laity, sit down, shut up, worship all titles. Anyone that's wearing a Roman collar, hey, once a cardinal, always a cardinal. Once a priest, always you. This clericalism, Your Eminence, has been taught by you. You're the one that taught them to not be active. You're the one that taught them and told them to stand down. Oh, but the wheelbarrow's loading up with letters. What am I, a fat, balding Irish bishop? You are the archbishop of the second largest city on the freaking continent, Your Eminence. With all due respect, what do you mean? What can you do? You tell the governor of New Tenochtitlan, you tell him you're excommunicated. You consult with whoever his regular weekly pastor is. You notify him personally, hey, I'd like for you to come in. I really don't want to do this. You do it. And you know what else? I'm told that there are either 15 or 16, depending on the head count, other Catholics that voted for that abomination in the legislature. What do you mean you have no power? Not only are you not coming to communion using Canon 915, I'm going to start the process. I'm going to ask your bishop. Now you got to remember, the cardinalate is above the bishopric. Now, I'm not a canon lawyer, and I don't know the exact rules of the bureaucracy. But I do know that there is a hierarchy, and I do know that a bishop does not get to go and vote at the conclave to elect a pope. A cardinal does. This is nonsense here. I want to read you what Obianaju wrote about this. This is how we found it. Obianaju Ekeocha, our Nigerian pro-life activist bestie. Quote, "My mom will probably slap me if she finds out that I complained about a Catholic bishop, archbishop, or cardinal. So I won't say a word about His Eminence. But I'll weep over this video because my heart is broken for the church. My heart is broken." Now, again, if there remain in this audience any of those lukewarm ninnies who so infamously and with such great immediate rants and hissy fits departed our company in the last year or so over these very issues of clericalism, you spoke out against a cardinal. You're not allowed to do that. You spoke out against a bishop. You even said things about Papa Francis. We're not allowed to talk about once bishops and cardinals, always. Do you remember this whole conversation we had about McCarrick last summer? And there goes the cardinal, the archbishop, the diocese, the second largest city on the north and the continent of North America. And it may be the third largest city because Mexico City may actually be bigger than L.A. So it may be Mexico City, L.A., New Tenochtitlan. This man and others like him have been promoting this clericalism, which means that the laity doesn't do anything. The laity sits there and throws hundreds of millions of dollars in a collection basket, pretends like they're practicing the watered-down, lukewarm, many faith that you're giving them, and then they leave all this to you, Your Eminence. This is the outrage of it. For him to go, why are you coming to Daddy? What do you mean, why are we coming to Daddy? You constructed an entire bureaucracy made for us to go to Daddy. As a matter of fact, we're not even allowed to say we're supposed to go to Daddy. Daddy's just supposed to do it.
What a cop-out.
Now, because Daddy and the Daddies in New Tenochtitlan didn't do anything, guess what they did in Virginia yesterday? Yeah. They published and then promoted a bill by Kathy Tran, a delegate to the Virginia House of Representatives, that would basically allow up to birth, while birth is occurring, while dilation is occurring, allow the infant, the baby, to be murdered. And then when I'm going to play you the governor of Virginia, this sick, twisted sorcerer bastard, where do you hear this? Well, you know, I'm just going to tell you that this would be in consultation between a mother and a father and a physician. You're going to hear the governor of the state of Virginia basically say that, and I wish I had the rest of the interview because I don't know if the woman who was hosting the radio show asked him the question, who would actually do the executing of the fetus that survived and that was laying on the table that the mom and the dad and the doctor were having a powwow, or maybe even they called the governor in, were having a powwow over deciding the child's fate. But before all that, 2 days ago, Kathy Tran, one of the sponsors of this bill, is she the one that now said, if I didn't know that you could kill all the way up there, they were lying on the table, I wouldn't have sponsored it. Is she the one that's bailed? Or is it the woman whose bill it is? Kathy Tran, the lady in the... Okay, the co-sponsor has been, thankfully, and I don't care how this happens, neither should you, shamed and embarrassed into retracting this. Here's the audio.
How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean...
Okay. What you didn't hear there was... he said mental health. She corrected him and said, or physical health. Now, if you have a baby that's survived a botched abortion, what and is now out of the womb, what possible threat is there to the woman's physical health? What, is the baby going to get up and start swinging a sword? Well, Minister Church, please, the baby might bite a body part off when it's trying to nurse. This is madness. This is madness. This is what we've been warning about. All right, back to the digital media file. Again, the chairman of this particular committee, the Virginia delegate, the House of Representatives, is questioning Virginia delegate Kathy Tran.
Woman.
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So,
understand. 40th
Where it's
week.
Obvious that a woman is about to give birth. She has physical signs that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Answer the question.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
I understand
make
that.
At that.
I'm
point.
Asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Folks, we're not at the gates of hell. We're inside the gates of hell. Let me explain to you, in case it wasn't clear from the audio, what you just heard. There's a pregnant woman. She is in labor, dilating. She's 40 weeks. Now, not even the most heinous Joseph Mengele wannabe is going to go on record and say at 40 weeks, we're not talking about a human person. That we're talking about a gelatinous blob of cells that are just kind of cobbled together and aren't really anything because, well, we haven't given it a name and a social security number. Once you get the social security number, then it's a human. So not even those sickos are going to say, well, no, it's a child. We admit it's a child. 40 weeks gestated. She's dilating. Baby's moving down birth canal. Cervix is expanding, about ready to come out. The question, so right then, if she makes a choice and says that she wants an abortion, she can get one. Does your bill allow that? Yes, my bill allows that. And you're going to vote on this? Are you insane? Ladies and gentlemen, the human cannibals in the Aztec tribes were not this diabolical. Something is now snapped inside the minds of the abortion-lusting libtard. They're no longer just satisfied with rare, safe, and legal. Now it's advanced to human sacrifice. There's no other way to describe this. You have poor little Ainsley Earhart on Fox and Friends when that video was played 2 days ago or yesterday morning breaking down and crying, had to go to a commercial because she couldn't control herself. We're talking about legislatures legislating, making it legal, giving women permission to commit murder. Now, if you think that I'm just making this up, Minister Church, you're just exaggerating. That's not what that bill said. Please. It is what it says. Now, let's go to a radio show yesterday where the governor of the state of Virginia is going to be asked a question about this. And I want you to listen to his response. And by the by, you have to watch the video of Kathy Tran. She smirks. She smirks. She almost laughs when the chairman of the committee says, you know, contractions. As though, what, somebody just tickled you with a feather? A contraction, that means a human child is about to be born. This is funny. I have to ask another question. Who are the maniacs that are electing these demons? These obviously preternaturally possessed, infatuated, or obsessed maniacs to legislative bodies. Which just reminds me, shameless plug. The number of those of you who have not joined the Crusader Knights of the Most Holy Rosary Cone Fraternity, which is free of charge on my site at MikeChurch.com, has not changed in 2019. What is the first intention that we pray our rosaries for every day in solidarity with each other? What is it? I know it by heart. Many of you know it by heart, those of you that join. Now do you see why? For those that have the legal authority and legislative authority to do so, that their hearts may be softened, their wills moved into action to eradicate the legal protections for abortion, contraception, pornography, and sodomy, and then I added to make illegal once more usury. Now, do you see the importance of that prayer? The importance of Patricia Ruckers in the legislature of West Virginia, for example? Join the confraternity. Those of you that have been, I'm going to do it next month. I think it's a little late. Do it next month. Well, I don't do that. Well, maybe you ought to start. Maybe we ought to all be calling on the Immaculate Heart of the Mother of the Redeemer to aid and assist us in this, because this stuff's fixing to get real. Real live human infants are going to be killed. And what's going to happen to the people that are going to get in the face of the Kathy Trans of the world and say, you're wrong. You're wrong, Colonel Sanders. What's going to happen to us? Well, I tell you what's going to happen. As long as they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to pass laws to make it illegal for us to get in their face. And if we persist, they're going to then start arresting us. You're going to start, and I'm going to start disappearing on gulag trains in the middle of the night the way we would have in communist Russia. Yeah, and Kathy Tran is now off of Twitter. You ought to be off of all forms of media. And by the by, ladies and gentlemen, why did the Catholic Church once upon a time have this thing called the Index? Where if you said something like what Kathy Tran said, either you rescinded it immediately or you faced daddy's excommunication. Well, she did it herself voluntarily. That's why the Index existed. Here is the governor of the state of Virginia. I kid you not, I cannot prepare you for what you're about to hear.
Hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Trump.
By the way, just a personal note as I watch this, he can't look at the host. His eyes are closed. He's looking down. He knows what he's doing is hideous, monstrous, and shameful. He knows it. But he's under the spell of Moloch. And he also knows that if he fails to do this, that the social justice warrior mob will come for him next. More on that later on in the broadcast.
Fran, but I will tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. When we talk about
the decision to kill a child being delivered at 40 weeks ought to be made by the mother. The father has no say-so in this. So the doctor, now you want to empower doctors? First, do no harm to make life and death decisions. Go like, well, I think we ought to kill it. Hey, Joe, what do you think? Well, I'll tell you what, Marcus, let me get a look at that little whippersnapper there. I don't like the color of his hair. I think we ought to kill it, dude. What do you think? What do you think, Nancy? Nancy, you had a couple of youngins. Why don't you come on in here? Well, I don't really like it either. Ma'am, do you like rhubarb pie? Just not. Yeah, she likes it. This baby doesn't look like a rhubarb pie like her. I say we have. All right, everybody who wants to kill it, raise your hand. Is that what you're talking about, Governor? This kind of consultation? You're talking about a child here. My goodness, a child! Why am I the only one that's screaming on radio shows this morning? Is this not the most important thing? If you don't have the next generation of children, you don't have a human race. If we're not willing to protect... I am absolutely flabbergasted by it. Okay, calm down, Mike. I'm telling you, I can't prepare you for what you're about to hear. The governor of the great state of Virginia. By the by, what's on the seal of the great state of Virginia? There is a man who stands over the slain body of a king, a tyrant, supposedly, with the motto in Latin, Sic Semper Tyrannis, always faithful, or vigilant against tyranny. Is this not the grandest tyranny in the history of the state of Virginia?
Third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
The infant would be resuscitated. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be resuscitated. And then a discussion would ensue. A discussion over what? Whether or not to kill. Now, I have a question, a grave question. Who's going to pull the trigger? Who's going to snip the neck? Who's going to put the diazogen directly in to the child's lungs with a hypodermic needle? He's talking about it like we're talking about changing a spark plug. Well, you just get the 9/16 ratchet and take it out. Let it sit there. Look at the spark plug. If it needs to be clean, you clean it. Don't stick it back in. government
not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple...
It's not her body. Mrs. O'Connell is raving in my ear. What are you talking about her body? You're talking about an infant that was delivered, is laying on the floor now, that's been resuscitated. It's not her body anymore. It's out of her body. And by the way, just to inject the diazogen, we're not talking about injecting anything about into her body. We're talking about injecting it into the life of a living human being. This is why Cuomo Quattle needs excommunication. He's the ringleader. He's the high priest. He's the high frickin' priest. Unbelievable. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Our chat room is open. Mike Church Show's Information Supercenter has all these videos in it. If you want to grab them and share them with friends, or I don't know why you would want to, you could. MikeChurch.com/shop. May I also point out, ladies and gentlemen, that while Timothy Cardinal Dolan was on the SiriusXM Catholic Channel telling Catholics out there to go pound sand and that they ought to be the ones out there doing it and transferring his responsibility to laity. What's the laity's response? And what is the laity of New Tenochtitlan to do? Who else is talking about this on live radio, professionally, because it matters? The fact is, there is not a voice on that platform any longer, and I was removed specifically anticipating an event just such as this, where the government of New York and the Catholic hierarchy of New Tenochtitlan would be in the crosshairs. Couldn't have Mike sitting there going and having Chris Ferrara or Michael Matt on talking about how, why hasn't the Cardinal excommunicated the governor and all those that voted for it, and then started warning the parishioners, if you think like this and if you think they did the right thing, you're in big trouble, you need to get to communion, and you need to have a conversation with your pastor, and if necessary, your bishop, and if all else fails, with me. Couldn't have me on that platform saying that. It ought to be apparent now what happened and why. Deduce for yourself. And by the by, the host, if you're watching that video that the Cardinal posted himself, the Obinuju commented on, said her heart was broken. That's not just a radio host that's sitting there nodding his head, Ashley and Tampa. That's a priest. That guy's got a Roman collar on. That's a priest. We're not talking about David Webb sitting there, my buddy. You're talking about a priest. Ed Condon wrote this. I was sent this by many, many media Catholics. Mike, you ought to talk about this on your radio show. I won't give you any names, but you probably know all their names because they were talking about it or blogging about it or whatever. Ed Condon, firstthings.com, excommunicate Cuomo Quattle. Calls for Governor Andrew. Now, I come from the point of view that the excommunication is charitable. Again, it is not meant to defame. It is meant to win the soul back to the faith. That's what it's meant to do. If the soul refuses, using its free will, well, then the church has no choice. Now, this is what happened, you lukewarm ninnies out there. Now do you see, you got your precious little, oh, let's all just hold hands, sing kumbaya, and get along. Happy Jesus Church. Now, do you see? It has lost its leadership position, and its prelates don't even think that they have a leadership role in matters of the public any longer. This is an exact opposite. This is 180 degrees opposite of the way the two perfect societies are supposed to work. Are you happy now? You got your lukewarm ninny, post-conciliar, happy Jesus, everybody goes to heaven, paradise. I got a question for you. Does Governor Cuomo coddle in his current state? If he adopts a puppy today, does he get to go to heaven too? Lukewarm ninnies, This is on you. This is on you for allowing this, for going along with it, and it's on those prelates for feeding it to you. But you're all in this together. One big happy. Ew, you're not in a state of grace. Don't worry about it. You get a Eucharist. You get a Eucharist. Everybody gets a Eucharist. And everybody goes to heaven. There is no judgment. No four final things, nothing. Calls for Governor Andrew Cuomo's excommunication have echoed across Catholic social media ever since he signed into law one of the most expansive abortion bills ever enacted. It's not an abortion bill. It's an infanticide bill. It's an infanticide bill. Call it what it is. Bishop Richard Stika of Knoxville and Joseph Strickland of Tyler have joined the chorus. While noting that Cuomo is under the jurisdiction of Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Bishop Edward Scharfenberger of Albany has said excommunication is a last resort, and as the governor continues to distance himself from our communion, it may unfortunately result in that. By the by, again, no threat of excommunication. Now what's happened? Rhode Island wants the copycat bill. Virginia has one that's even worse. We have a governor going on going on radio shows and saying, well, you know, you just kind of delivered a baby, let it lie there. And then the mother has a meeting with the physician to talk about the manner. Should we go with, hey, I got it. Shall we go with electric chair, lethal injection, or hanging? The leadership vacuum and the danger of it is now on display. Copycat legislators. You think Kathy Tran would be so empowered if she hadn't heard High Priest Cuomo Cuatl say that New Tenochtitlan is now a shining example for women's reproductive freedom, and we want this light to shine. I'm quoting him now. We want this light to shine all across the entire continent. Well, it is, Governor. Yes. I'm going to run out of time this segment, so let me get a plug in. MikeChurch.com/shop. Who else has been on this and every other topic like it since Crusade Channel was formed? We received a $1,000 new donor contributor yesterday. I'd never seen the gentleman before. He has no record of buying anything in the Founders Trading Post, but there it was. And I wrote him a letter and I thanked him. Folks, many of you are members, thank you. Many of you are regular attenders of events, thank you. Many of you have been fans of the show for many years, thank you. You have an opportunity, should you choose, to ensure that we can expand our efforts here. We can upgrade our equipment, we can add new programming, we might even be able to buy some ad space to get the word out and to promote the crusade. No one else is doing this, folks. So the crowdfunding page is at MikeChurch.com/shop. So while you're stocking up on Capuchin Dark Roast Coffee, The Last Confession of Sherlock Holmes on CD with the free digital download that you can get today, you can make that donation or contribution.